唱的诗歌能蒙你悦纳。
As we before we start sharing this afternoon,
今天下午在我们开始分享之前
，I would like to invite if anyone feels drowsy or tired during the meeting.
我邀请如何任何一位在聚会的时候感觉到要沉睡或者非常疲倦。
And you may feel free to stand up and move at the side and just refresh yourself.
你们可以自由地到旁边来自我苏醒一下。
I know the meeting schedule is very tight.
我知道这个时间表是非常紧迫。
And I heard many young people told me that they were overwhelmed with the messages.
我知道很多年轻人告诉我他们被这个这些信息所充满。
But I still feel thankful that so many young people have a heart for the Lord.
仍旧感谢主，那么多朋友，他们都为着有着心为着主。
We trust that the Holy Spirit will help us.
我们相信圣灵会帮助我们。
My responsibility in this whole church camp.
我的责任在这整个教会营里。
Is to speak to 12 and above to college age.
是对12岁以上一直到大学的年轻朋友谈。
I have been struggled over this quite a bit.
我在这事上挣扎了好一段时间。
I didn't realize I'm addressing to young people.
我没有注意到我是在向年轻人说话。
So at first I was concentrating, preparing for the word.
所以开始的时候，我乃是集中精神在预备话。
I had four sets of different topics. Not topics, the contents.
我有四个不同的内容。
And I consult with my wife.
我就和我的太太商量。
And each time she heard it, she said, it's okay, but, and she wouldn't say anymore.
那么每一次她都说是好的，但是没有再讲下去。
Not only until 10 days before,The conference will start.
只等到这个会议要开始之前的十天。
In the prayer meeting in our Portland group,
在我们 Portland 的祷告会的这个组里。
All the saints pray for this conference here today.
所有的圣徒为今天的这个特会祷告。
Only that evening, all of a sudden, it realized to dawn in me, my responsibility is supposed to speak to young people.
在那天晚上在聚会里，我突然间想到我的责任乃是向年轻人谈。
I'm not supposed to give some theoretical things.
我不是应该给这个神学理论的。
Or a deep expounding of the word of God.
或者神话语深深的这个这个交谈。
My wife is right.
我的太太是对的。
I should step down.
我应该往下。
And use testimony and illustrations.To share fellowship with our young people.
那么以见证和这些比喻或者描述来向年轻人。
I ask the Lord to help me.
我求主来帮助。
So, what I share will be helpful to all our youth.
所以我所分享的会对年轻人有帮助。
Shall we turn to Philippians chapter 2?
让我们翻到腓立比书第二章。
We read.Start from verse 14.
我们从第十四节开始念。
Philippians 2, verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and reasonings, that ye may be harmless and simple, irreproachable children of God in the midst of a crookedand perverted generation, among whom ye appear as light, as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life.
第十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无为，在这弯曲悖逆的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
We were told by our brothers
我们从我们弟兄们得知
that Our Lord Jesus, He is the light of this world.
我们的主耶稣乃是这世上的光。
Because life is in Him.
因为生命在他里头。
And we thank God that we already partaken this life in our life.
我们感谢主，我们已经把这个生命带入我们心，我们的生命里。
And this life in us is the light of us.
在我们里面的生命就是我们里面的光。
That is our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主耶稣。
And now he has an expectation on us.
现在他对我们有期望。
That we should be lights in this world.
我们当是在这世上的光。
To shine forth his life.
来把他的生命照耀出来。
As we shared yesterday.
正如我们昨天所分享。
We need to prepare ourselves.
我们要预备好我们自己。
To receive this life.
来领受这生命。
To Let this life grow in us.
让这生命在我们里面成长。
Just like the earthly parents of our Lord Jesus.
就像我们主耶稣属地的父母一样。
Mary and Joseph.
玛利亚和约瑟。
They were used as vessels.
他们被使用作为器皿。
To be entrusted to receive this life and usher this life into this world.
被交托来领受这生命，并且把这生命呈现给这世界。
So this afternoon,
所以今天下午,
I would like to use how our Lord grew in his physical journey on earth.
我要使用我们的主如何在这属地的路途上的成长,
to use it as an illustration how our spiritual life grew in him.
来作为一个描述我们在他里头的属灵生命如何的成长。
Shall we turn to Luke chapter 2?
让我们翻到路加第二章。
Verse 40.
第四十节。
Or shall we read start from verse 39?
或者我们从第三十九节开始念。
Verse 39 and 40.
三十九和四十节。
And when they had completed all things according to the law of the Lord,They returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth.
耶稣和玛利亚照主的律法办完了一切的事，就回加利利到自己的城拿撒勒去了。
And the child grew and waxed strong, filled with wisdom, and God's grace was upon him.
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
Before we go on, shall we have a word of prayer?
在我们继续往前，让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
In your love, you gather together us before your presence.
在你的爱中，你把我们在你面前聚集。
Lord, may the Holy Spirit help us.
主，但愿圣灵帮助我们。
To fix our eyes upon you.
使到我们的眼睛注目在你身上。
We may be taught by you.
我们被你教导
and every one of us will learn of you.
我们每一位都会从你那里学习
in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣宝贵的名求
Amen. This afternoon, I'd like to share the childhood of our Lord Jesus with all of us.
今天下午我要和大家来分享主耶稣的童年
Yesterday, we shared a little bit.About the birth of our Lord Jesus.
昨天我们分享了一点有关我们主耶稣的诞生。
How this life came into this world.
这生命如何进入了这世界。
How our God entrusted His only begotten Son to human parents.
我们的神如何把他独生子交托给属地的父母。
And this afternoon we are going to look at.How our Lord grew in his early years.
今天下午我们要看我们的主如何在他初期的年日成长。
Sometimes we may wonder.
有时我们在那想。
When God sent his son to this earth.
当神差他儿子到这世。
How troublesome he sent him as an infant.
那么何等的麻烦他以婴孩带他来。
He could send him as a grown man.
他可以以成人。
And just appear to everyone.
然后向每人显现。
Those who met him will believe in him.
凡见他的都相信他。
But God the Father chose the way to send his son enter into this earth, humanly speaking, just like you and me.
但是神选择了差他儿子进入这世界，以人来说，像你和我一样。
It's very troublesome.
这很麻烦。
He started in infancy.
他从婴孩开始。
And he has to grow up like you and me.
他需要成长像你和我。
And we thank God for that.
我们感谢主为这。
Because of this, we may see how the spiritual life in us may grow just like Jesus grew in his flesh.
因这样，所以我们的属灵生命能够像主耶稣那样的成长。
And what we learned from verse 39 of Luke chapter 2.
我们从路加三十九节所学的。
After his parents, Joseph and Mary presented him into the temple.
在他的父母，就是约瑟和玛利亚，把他在圣殿呈现之后。
I think probably that was around 40 days after his birth.
我想那是在他诞生后的四十天
，maybe a little later，
或者晚一点
，but it's around that time。
但是大约那个时间
，because according to the law of Moses，
因按照摩西律法
，each woman who gave birth to a man child，
每个妇女给一个男孩子生下来的
，she should stay unclean for 40 days。
她需要洁净了四十天
，until she's cleansed，
直到完全洁净
，then she should go to the temple and present。This firstborn to God.
然后他就要到圣殿把这男婴孩呈现给主。
And after this,
之后
the Bible told us they took the baby and went back to Nazareth.
圣经告诉我们，他们就把婴孩带回拿撒勒。
And our Lord Jesus stayed and grew up in Nazareth.
我们的主耶稣就在拿撒勒居住，在那里成长。
In verse 40,
在四十节
，the Bible tells，
圣经告诉我们
，as the child grew and waxed strong，
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来
，filled with wisdom and God's grace was upon him，
充满智慧又有神的恩在他身上。
And we see that Jesus, as a boy, he grew just like you and me.
我们看到主耶稣在孩子的时候，就像你和我一起成长。
We mentioned yesterday when Joseph and Mary was entrusted to be parents of Jesus.
我们昨天说过，当约瑟和玛利亚被委托来带大耶稣。
They were foretold that this baby is not a regular, is not a normal baby.
他们预先被通知这个。婴孩不是一个普通的婴孩。
Because he should be called the Holy One of the Most High.
因为他要称为至高者的圣者。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
But yet he has to be raised as any other human child.
但是他仍旧要以像任何一个孩子一样的带大。
So as years goes by, Jesus grew gradually.
当年日过去，主耶稣逐渐的成长。
And he grew.Wax strong.
他长大，渐渐强壮。
That tells us physically he grows healthy and normal.
这告诉我们，在身体上他是正常强健的。
And also he was filled with wisdom.
成长充满智慧。
And that tells us mentally he grows above normal.
这告诉我们在头脑上他是超越平凡的增长。
He was filled with wisdom.
他充满智慧。
And besides that, God's grace was also upon him.
并且神恩也在他身上。
And God's grace, that's something super natural.
神的恩典是超自然的。
Because the grace from his parents is natural.
因为从他父母的恩典那是平常。
But God's grace was upon him, that's something out of nature.
但是神的恩典在他身上这是超自然的。
That tells us spiritually he grows in a super normal way.
这告诉我们在属灵上他是以超自然的方法成长。
As we Christians,
作为基督徒,
we start from youth. It's a privilege for us to be among dear, loving parents.
从年幼来成长，这是非常好的，在亲爱的父母当中。
Especially in God-loving parents.
特别是在爱主的父母当中。
And we will grow physically.
我们会在身体上成长。
And also we grow mentally.
我们也在思想上成长。
We see when Jesus grows he was filled with wisdom.
我们看到耶稣成长，他充满智慧。
We remember he lived in a countryside, a remote place far from cities.
我们知道他住在山上，遥远远离城市。
So he has no chance to go to formal schools. By then, it's rabbinical schools.
他没有机会到平常的学校，就是拉比的学校。
To receive any formal Jewish education.
来领受任何犹太的教育。
But I think his parents instructed him with the word of God.
但是我相信他的父母呢，以神的话来教训他。
Although there's no formal school training,
虽然没有正统的学校教育。
But he was trained and learned the word of God by heart.
但是他乃是心里背诵神的这个教育。
That's the source of his wisdom.
这是他智慧的源头。
If we care for God's word,
如果我们关心神的话
and we fear God,
我们敬畏神
just like in Proverbs says,
正如箴言所说
the fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
I think in boy Jesus' heart,
我想在耶稣孩子的心中
when he start to read,
当他开始读
when he start to read, he read the word of God, which is the Old Testament.
当他开始读，他读神的话就是旧约。
And the more he knows it,
他越多认识。
The fear of God rises from his deep within.
敬畏神的心从他内心深处，产生。
Like what we shared yesterday, that fear is out of love of God.
像我们昨天所交通，这敬畏乃是出自爱神的心。
That fear comes out of believing and trusting God.
这敬畏出自于相信并且信靠神。
And humble himself before God.
在神面前谦卑自己。
So he was filled with wisdom.
所以他充满智慧。
And also besides that,
并且在这世上
God's grace was upon him.
神的恩典在他身上。
That's the most beautiful thing we can see in young people.
这是最美丽的事我们能够在年轻人身上所看到。
That is something supernatural showed forth in a natural way.
这是超自然的，在自然的身上显出。
Every young boy is energetic.
每个年轻的小孩子都是充满活力。
We can't expect young boy to walk like an old man.
我们不能期待男孩像老人这样行走。
But yet,
但是
in that boyish action behavior,
在那孩子的行动当中
，we can still sense something supernatural.
人就可以感受到超自然的。
That is the grace of God upon us.
是神的恩典在我们身上。
How was it upon Jesus? It's also upon every child of God.
如何临到耶稣身上，也临到神的每一个儿女身上。
One time I visited a family back in Taiwan.
曾有一度我到台湾拜访一个家庭。
This couple stayed with us in Portland for about a year.
这对夫妇在 Portland 和我们住了一年。
In that year, we have close fellowship together.
在那一年里，我们有紧密的交通。
They have a little girl.
他们有个小女孩。
While she was in Portland, she was only like 4 years old.
当她在 Portland 的时候是四岁。
And when I went visit them, she was around 7 or 8.
我去探望他们的时候，她是七八岁了。
And that day, when I arrived their home, this little girl come out and greet me.
当那天我到他们家的时候，这小女孩出来迎接我。
She's very sweet. She still remembers me.
她非常甜蜜，仍旧记得我。
And we exchange a few words, and she retired to her room.
我们交换了几句话，她就回到房里。
And before I depart from their house,
在我离开他们家之前
，usually we have a prayer together.
通常我们一起祷告。
And she overheard that her parents are going to pray.
她听到她的父母要祷告
，and she walked out from her room.
她从房里出来
，and asked, "She, can I join you and pray together?"
问我可以不可以和你一起祷告。
And that day, I was amazed.
那天我非常惊讶。
I sensed the grace of God was upon this little girl.
我感受到神的恩典乃是在这小女孩。
And she is not timid among the adults.
她在大人当中不害羞。
She just poured out her heart and prayed to the Lord she knows.
他把他的心向神倾吐祷告出
来。So I stayed a little longer after we prayed.
所以在我们祷告之后，他留多一点。
I asked the reason why this child, she's only little over 7.
问他为什么这小孩子只不过大七岁大。
Why she has all this prayer life？
为什么有这祷告的生命
？And her parents told me，
她的父母告诉我
，She pray every day，
她每天祷告
，And everything，
每一件事
，What especially when they go out， family go out， drive their car。
特别是家庭出外驾车。
You know, in Taiwan, it's very difficult to find a parking space.
你知道台湾很难找到停车位。
Sometimes the time you spend to find a parking space is longer than you drive to your destination.
有时找停车位的时间比你驾车的时间还久。
So every time when they have a family activity, they have to go to a meeting.
每一次他们有一个家庭活动要去一个聚会。
This little girl for sure will pray, Father.And dear Lord Jesus,
这女孩一定会祷告，父啊，亲爱耶稣
，Please provide us a parking space.
请为我们预备一个停车位。
And at first, their parents doesn't pay too much of attention.
起初她的父母没有在意。
But gradually noticed.
逐渐发现。
Every time when this child prayed,
每次这女孩祷告
，they all the time find a good spot to park.
每次找到一个好的停车位。
And when this little girl was not on the car, and she doesn't know they're going out,
当这小女孩不在车上，不晓得他们出外。
They spend a lot of time looking for parking space.
他们花很多时间来找停车位。
You see, that's supernatural.
你看，这是超自然。
The grace of God can be upon a little children.
神的
恩典 a little child
能够临在一个小孩身上。
That's spiritual.
这是属灵。
We, in our simple heart.
我们在我们简单纯的心
，childlike simplicity，
这个小孩简单。
You see the grace of God upon us，
小孩的单纯，你可以看到神的恩典在我们身上。
With Jesus，
如何在耶稣
？It is also with our children，
也同样在我们孩子身上。
With our young people，
在我们年轻人中。
And we see in these years，
我们在这些年日里看到
Jesus。Was raised just as any other boys and Jewish boys and girls.
主耶稣像任何一个犹太的男孩女孩这样被带大。
His parents in flesh.
他在肉身的父母。
They are God-fearing people.
他们是敬畏神的。
Although they were told this is a special baby.
虽然得知这是个特别婴孩。
But they know what was entrusted to them.
但是他们知道交托给他们的。
So they restrained themselves.
所以他们控制自己
，from telling him who he is，
不告诉他他是谁
；from spoiling him，
不要宠他
；from pampering him，
不要太爱溺爱他。
You know that is a best protection and training to a child。
你知道对孩子这是最好的保护和训练。
And along these years and days，
在这些年日里
，in this boy Jesus，
在这耶稣孩子
，there is a conscious。Realization start to dawn in him.
有一个意识在他里面产生。
That he has a father in heaven.
他在天上有一个父。
That God he read from the Bible.
神他从圣经所读的。
Has a special relationship with him.
和他有一个特别的关系。
And that is father.
那是父。
I don't know we young people you ever remember when you sense.That God is your father.
年轻人，我不晓得你什么时候感受到，神是你的父。
I have to say something about myself.
我要讲我关自己，请原谅。
It was very late in my Christian walk. I sense God is my father.
在我基督徒的行走很晚的时候，才感受到父神。
Intellectually, I know God is my father through my Lord Jesus Christ.
那么，知识上借着我的主耶稣知道神是我的父。
But in my experience, I can hardly relate he is my father.
在我的经历很难领略到他是我的父。
Because physically, I have a father, he was a career military man.
那么我属肉体有一个父亲，他是一个军人。
And he's a very traditional Chinese father.
他是很正统的华人父亲。
Even today, I don't know my father's life story.He never told me anything about himself.
我不晓得他的人生，他不告诉我他自己的。
And when we approach him, we have to stand straight, just like soldiers.
那么我们去见他的时候要立正，像军人一样。
So for me to relate, I have a loving Heavenly Father, it's very hard for me.
这让我领略一个慈爱的这个天父很难。
Although I was a Christian, I was a child of God for many years.
虽然我是个基督徒，我是神的儿女。
Every time when I'm at the Lord's table with the saints.
每次在主座前和圣徒在一起。
At the latter part, I always have trouble, envy with other brothers and sisters. They give praises and thanks to the Father.
在之后总是羡慕那些其他信徒如何感谢父神。
I can relate to my Lord Jesus. He died for me. He loves me so much.
我可以领略我们的主耶稣，他为我死，他那么爱我。
But it's very hard for me to relate that God, that invisible God, is a loving Father.
但是很难让我领略这看不见的神是慈爱的父。
Not until one day.
不直到有一天。
It was a summer camp.
乃是夏令营。
By then, I was already a graduate student. I finished military service.
那时候我已经是毕业了，我完成我的军训。
Went abroad, study in the U.S.
出国在美国求学。
And one time, I attend the summer conference.
有一次我参加了这夏令会。
And after the afternoon session,
在下午的聚会之后
，there was a free time, just like we do this camp.
有自由的时间，就像这样。
And everybody walk around and fellowship with each other.
每个人都在那里走，彼此交谈。
I was going to do the same.
我要做同样的事。
But all of a sudden, there was an urge in me.
突然间，在我里面有个感触。
Go back to your room.
回到你房间。
Go back to your room.
回到你房间。
And I went back.
我就回去。
And the urge says, you kneel down.
那么感触是你跪下。
And I kneel down.
我就跪下。
All of a sudden, the love of the Father.
忽然间，父神的爱。
The Holy Spirit
圣灵
poured into my heart.
倾入我的心。
I look myself just like a prodigal son.
我感受自己是这个浪子。
Although I was saved,
虽然我得救
I appreciate my Savior, my Lord.
我非常欣赏我的救主。
But I never realized I have a Father, a loving Father in heaven.
我从来没有领略到我一个慈爱的父在天上。
But that day, the love of the Father.
但是那天父神的爱
just encompasses me,
就包围了我
just fills me,
充满了我
and heals every scar and every wound and every misunderstanding of him.
医治了任所有的这些创伤伤痕和对他所有的误会
from that day on,
从那天开始
every Sunday at the Lord's table,
每个主日在主座前
when I sit there, I sense the love of the Father.
坐在那里，我感受到父神的爱。
He gave his only begotten son.
他给了我他独生子。
Not only for the whole world.
不但为着全世界。
But specially for this unworthy man.
并且为着这不配的人。
Jesus, while he was in his early years.
主耶稣在他年幼的日子。
In the loving protection of his earthly parents.
在他处世父母的保护。在他心里。
A conscious realization.Rises up,
意识的领略往上升。
That God recorded in the Bible,
神记载在圣经里的
is His Father,
是他的父。
And that is very, very important for Christians.
对基督徒是非常重要。
That brings us who we are.
这带出我们是谁。
We have an identity.
我们有一个认同。
That we are child of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Many times, young people walk on this earth.Walk in this world,
很多时候在这世上行走
we would have identity crisis.
我们有认同的危机
My son recently poured out his heart in all his college years. He struggles with identity.
我的儿子在向我倾吐，在他大学的年日里，对自己的身份也这个认同有危机
He doesn't know who he is.
他不晓得他是谁
Outwardly, he is Asian.
在外表他是亚洲人。
He doesn't agree use the term Oriental.
他不
He said that's a discriminating term.
不接受亚洲亚裔的这个。
He only accept he's an Asian American.
他只接受他是亚裔的美国人。
But inwardly he felt he is white.
但是里头他感觉他是白种。
And he resent that.
他很不喜欢这样。
And he has struggled.
他在挣扎。
But if we realize we are child of God.And he is our father.
如果我们感觉到我们是神的儿女，他是我们的父。
Then this crisis will be over.
那么这个危机就会度过。
We know who we are. We have our identity.
知道我们的是谁，我们有我们的身份。
Maybe Humanly speaking,
就人而言
we are Singaporeans.
我们是新加坡人。
We are Chinese descent offsprings.
我们是华人的后代。
Culturally speaking,
文化上
but now we have a more clear and honorable identity.
但是我们现在有更清楚、更尊贵的身份。
We are child of God, children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
And that is what happened in boy Jesus.
这是在孩子耶稣身上发生。
And in this realization,
在这感这个领域
I imagine he has a heart to draw himself to be with the Father.
我感觉他有一个心把自己引向他的父。
Oftentimes, maybe he will find time to read the Scripture.
往往他会找时间来读圣经。
To communicate, to have fellowship in the Scripture with his Father.
在圣经里和他的父神有交通联系。
Oftentimes, he may pray to his Father.
很多时候他向父神祷告。
And in this kind of life,
在这样的生命
he starts to build the loving relationship, abounding with his heavenly Father.
他在这样的情况底下建立起丰盛的关系和他的父神。
That is the grace of God was upon Jesus.
这就是神的恩典在耶稣身上。
I think many of our young people, we have this kind of life.
我想我们许多年轻人有这样的生命。
We have this kind of experience in the Lord.
我们有这种的经历在我们的主里面。
That is in the early years of our Lord Jesus. Maybe start 2 years old till 12 years old.
这是在我们主耶稣年幼的日子，就是从二岁开始到十二岁。
But we see that was recorded in the Bible.
这我们见到在圣经里记载。
And then at the age of 12,
然后在十二岁那年
shall we read another portion of scripture?
让我们再读另外一处的经节。
Luke chapter 2,
路加第二章
verse 41 to 51. And his parents went yearly to Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover.
每年到逾越节，他父母就上耶路撒冷去。
And when he was 12 years old, and they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast and had completed the days at
当他十二岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩上去，守满了节期。
As they returned, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, and his parents knew not of it.
他们回去，孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，他的父母并不知道。
But supposing him to be in the company that journeyed together, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relations.And acquaintances.
以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路，就在亲族和俗世的人中找他。
And not having found him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him.
既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。
And it came to pass after 3 days, they found him in the temple.
过了三天，就遇见他在殿里。
Sitting in the midst of the teachers and hearing them.And asking them questions.
一面问坐在教室中间。
And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
凡听见他的都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。
And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, Child, why hast thou dealt thus with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee distressed.
他父母看见就很稀奇，他母亲对他说：“我儿，为什么这样像我们，为什么像我们这样行呢？看哪、啊，你父亲和我伤心来找你。”
And he said to them, "Why is it that ye have sought me? Did ye not know that I ought to be occupied in my father's business?" And they understood not the thing that he said to them.
耶稣说：“为什么找我呢？”岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？他说这话，他们不明白。
And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was in subjection to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart.
他就同他们下去回拿撒勒， 并且顺从他们，他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
This passage of the scripture
这段的经文
records that Jesus at his age of 12
记载主耶稣在他十岁十二岁
He went to Jerusalem with his parents
他和父母到耶路撒冷去
For the Jewish custom
犹太的传统
Each boy at age of 12
每个孩子在十二岁
They should go into the temple
他们当到圣殿
And there is a ceremony
有一个仪式
For all the 12 year old boys
给所有十二岁的孩子们
To be dedicated to become son of the law
都被献为律法之子
In Hebrew word I don't know Hebrew I'll pronounce it called bar mitzvah
在希伯来文 bar mitzvah
means son of the law
意思就是法律之律法之子
that signifies the transition of a boy's growth
这意味着一个孩子的成长的转变
before this event
在这事件之前
he is under the custody and the protection the training of his parents
他乃是在他父母的监护保护和教训底下
and his well-being is the responsibility of his parents
他的一切都是他父母的责任
but after this event
但是这事件后
this boy will learn gradually to be accountable under the law for himself
这孩子逐渐学会在律法之下负起自己的责任
that's how every Jewish boy grows
这是每一个犹太孩子
so,
男孩子成长
at age of 12 Jesus was brought to Jerusalem and entered into the temple
所以十二岁耶稣被带到耶路撒冷进入圣殿
Once after this event is over
在这事件之后
Everybody go back home
大家都回家
And so does Jesus' parents They went home they Depart from Jerusalem
耶稣的父母也回家离开耶路撒冷
And they didn't bother to find Jesus To depart together with them
他们也没有去找是否耶稣和他一起同行。
Because in their mind, they think for sure Jesus will go along with the company.
在他们脑海里认为一定会和随从的人一起走。
And then the custom is the men will travel together in groups.
那么那个习惯乃是大家一起成群的走。
And the women will also fellowship and walk together in groups.
妇女们也成群的一起走。
And all the 12-year-old boys will walk in groups.
所有的十二岁男孩都一起成群。
So each one has their own company. They can fellowship together.
每个人有自己的朋友可以交通。
And so they walk the whole day's journey until evening when they have to take lodge.
他们就走了一天的路到傍晚要住宿的时候。
They start to each to find out their boys.
他们去找他们的孩子在哪里。
And by then, Jesus' parents couldn't find Jesus.
到那个时候，耶稣的父母找不到耶稣。
They were troubled, so they went straight back from there, go back to Jerusalem.
他们焦急就马上跑回耶路撒冷。
After 3 days, they all of a sudden they thought maybe we can find him in the temple.
在三天之后，突然间他们想到可能在圣殿里可以找到他。
Certainly.They saw Jesus was in the temple.
的确，他们在圣殿见到耶稣。
And sitting in the midst of the teachers and the scribes.
在教师和文士们当中。
And he was listening, and he was asking questions.
他在听，他在问问题。
And that's how Jesus grew up to 12 years old.
这是主耶稣如何成长到十二岁。
As we know, live in Nazareth.
我们知道住在哪撒勒。
He doesn't have much.Opportunity to fellowship or to ask questions.
他没有那么多的机会来交通来问问题。
Although his earthly parents, they are God-fearing people.
虽然他属地的父母是敬畏神的。
But they may not capable of answering all his questioning concerning the word of God.
但是他们不一定有能力来回答他对神所发的所有问题。
So as boy Jesus at his on his 12 years old.
所以男孩耶稣在他十二岁的时候
He had a chance to enter into the temple and converse with this learned church the temple leaders.
他就有这个机会进入圣殿来问向那些这些教会这些圣殿的领导人来问问题。
These teachers and these scribes.
这些教师这些文士。
And he listened.
他听。
He's very very interested in listening to people talking about God.
他很吸引他来听人们讲到有关神。
That's also reflect in our Christian growth.
这也反映在我们基督徒的成长。
Somehow in our growth, the Lord will open our understanding.
在我们成长的阶段，神会开启我们的明白。
Open our ears.
我们领会，
开我们的耳朵。And open our heart.
开我们的心。
We would like to read and we would like to absorb everything that is concerning God.
我们要读，我们要领受所有关神的。
I remember when I was young.
我记得当我年轻的时候。
I heard the gospel when I was 9 years old.
我在九岁听福音。
And I was baptized when I was 12.
在十二岁受浸。
And but I have no interest in spiritual things.
但是我对属灵的事没有意思。
In our family, we have a bookcase, a lot of books.
在我们家里有这个书架，很多书。
I didn't realize there were spiritual books.
我不晓得这些是属灵书。
I just read other things.
我读其他的。
I never realized there are spiritual books.
从来没有意识到这些是属灵书。
Until when I was in sophomore year of college.
直到我在这个大学年日。
That summer, the Lord has done something in me.
那个夏天，主在我里头做了事。
So to speak, he had mercy upon me, and he revived me.
可以说，主怜悯我，他让我苏醒过来。
After that summer camp, I went home.
在那夏令会之后，我回家。
My eyes was open.
我的眼睛开启。
We have so many spiritual books at home.
我们家里那么多的属灵书籍。
Before, I never had any interest to even take it out and take a look.
过去我从来没有兴趣要去取出来来看。
But after that,
在此之后
，Every day, if I have a chance, I will sit before the bookcase and read every word.
每天我有机会，我就会开书架来读每一句话。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，That's the mercy of the Lord.
这是神的怜悯。
We see when Jesus grew at age 12.
我们看到主耶稣在十二岁长大的时候
，He always have this longing.To know more about his father.
他总是有这个科目来认识父神。
So he entered into the temple, sit in the midst of the teachers and scribes.
所以他进入圣殿，坐在教师和文士当中。
One thing good we see from our Lord Jesus.
从我们主耶稣所看到一件好事。
He first listened.
他先听。
He listened carefully.
他仔细地听。
And then he asked.
然后他问。
And asked questions.
问问题。
All the adults there.
所有在那里的成人
All the well-versed scribes and teachers
那些全部熟读的这文士和教师们
They were amazed his understanding
惊讶他的领略
And also they were amazed of this boy Jesus answering
他们惊讶这男孩耶稣的问题
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
If the life in us is lively
如果在我们里面的生命是活泼的
One day sooner or later
必定迟早
We will go to this point.
我们会达到这一点
We will reach this point.
我们会达到这一点
That we have an appetite for the spiritual things.
我们有这个胃口为着属灵的事
Come to meetings is no longer an obligation.
来聚会不再是一个义务
To listen to God's word is no longer a boring thing.
来听神的话不再是一个枯燥的事。
We prepare for the questioning. Our dear brother will do that. Yes, tomorrow.
我们预备这个问题，我们亲爱的弟兄明天会讲。
But it's out of our appetite, our longing. We want to learn more about it.
但是这出自我们的胃口，出自我们的科目，要读更多。
That's how our Lord Jesus was.
这是我们主耶稣就是这样。
And when his mother saw him,
当母亲见到他
，and she said.Why do you do this to us?
他说，你为什么像我们这样行
？Seeing we are distressed, we couldn't find you.
见到我们焦虑，我们找不到你。
And what Jesus answered?
主耶稣回答
，Why do you seek after me?
为什么找我呢
？Don't you know I shall mind the business of my Father?
岂不知我当以我父的事为念
？And this tells us our Lord Jesus reached a point.
这告诉我们，主耶稣达到一点。
When he entered into the temple,
当他进入圣殿。
He has a feeling, he has a sense.
他有一个感觉，一个感受。
This is the Father's house.
这是父的家。
And this is where I belong to.
这是我所当在的地方。
I don't know, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得。
When do you start to realize?
你什么时候
come to meetings?
感受到到聚会的。
To meet with dear brothers and sisters.
和亲爱的弟兄姐妹相会。
This is my Father's house.
这是我父的家。
This is where I belong to.
这是我所属于的地方。
We have a sense of belonging.
我们有一种归属感。
It's not because of outward.activities.
不是因着外在活动。
It's not because of outward programs.
不是因着外在节目。
It's not because of outward attractions for me, like music program, like all the peers, youth activities.
不是为着那些外在的活动，像我那些音乐那些同伴们。
But it's a sense of belonging. This is the Father's house.
那是一种归属感，这是父的家。
It's a sense of the presence.Of the Father is here.
是感受到父在这里。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
this is very important.
这是非常重要。
And this signifies a growth in us.
这意味着在我们里面的成
长。Now we come to meetings, we come back home.
我们的来聚会就是回家。
You know, when this privilege is taken away from us, then we realize how much we have lost.
当这特权从我们夺去，我们就感受到我们失去了那么多。
I still vividly remember.
我仍清楚地记得。
The first year I went to America.
我第一年到美国。
Meeting every Sunday meeting to me is a struggle.
聚会每个主日的聚会是一个挣扎。
If I don't go to so-called gatherings,
如果不去聚会
，my conscience tells me that's not right.
我的良心告诉我不对。
But if I go there,
但是如果我去
，my whole being suffering.
我整个人在那里受苦。
Because I sense the friendship of human beings, human friendships.
因为我感受到是人类的友情。
But I don't sense the presence of the Father.
我不感受到父的同在。
So that's a struggle for me.
所以那是一个挣扎。
That put me to my knees and pray.
那让我倾倒跪下祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Once we sense our gathering is the Father's house.
一旦我们感受到我们的聚集是在父的家
That's a very important milestone in our life.
那是在我们生命里很重要的里程碑
Once we sense, we realize the presence of the Lord.
一旦我们感受到我们主的同在
That's a milestone in our spiritual life.
那是在我们属灵里的里程碑
That signifies we can be accountable to the Lord's things.
这意味着我们能够向神的事负责。
That's what our Lord Jesus at age 12.
这是我们的主耶稣在十二岁的时候。
And also he answered his mother.
并且他回答
Why do you seek me?
回答他母亲，你为什么找我
？Don't you know I should mind the business of my father?
岂不知我当以我父的事为念
？That tells us when he entered into the temple.
这告诉我们，当他进入圣殿
，He sensed.The business of the Father is his life purpose.
他父的事是他生命的目标。
He has a sense of purpose.
他有这个目标这个这个使命感。
Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹
，I don't know, in Singapore.
我不晓得新加坡。
Now, for young people, your education.
年轻人，你们的教育。
Do you have essay class? You have to write essays.
你们有作文课要写作文。
And your teacher may give you a topic to write.
你的教师给你一个题目。
My life goal, goal of life.
我的一生的目的。
I don't know what you will write.
我不晓得你要写什么。
And we may write, I want to be an engineer.
我们或许也要成为工程师。
I want to be such and such.
我要成为某人。
Always we think this is.A legitimate and a good reason to be our goal.
我们总是认为这是合适一个好的理由来作为目标。
As our spiritual life grows in us,
但是当我们属灵生命在里面成长
，we will start to realize.
我们开始感觉
，only the Father's business is my purpose.
只有父的事是我的目的。
The will of the Father is meaningful to me.
父的旨意对我是有意义。
Or the will of the Father will bring meaning to my life.
父的旨意会带来我生命的意义。
Without this,
没有这
all the other things,
其他事
I may gain it all.
我能够得这一切
but that won't satisfy me.
这不满足我
that won't give me a deep achieve sense of achievement.
这不给我一个深深
fulfillment
成就满足感。
Our Lord Jesus at age 12,
我们主耶稣在十二岁
he has the sense of belonging. He knows God's the Father's house.
他有这个归属感，他知道在父的家里。
And he has the sense of purpose.
他有这个目的感，这个使命感。
With this sense of purpose,
有这使命感。
When the world comes to wait for us, come with me.
这个世界来向我们招手，和我一起去吧。
And we know that's not what we want to go.
我们知道这不是我们要去的地方。
But at that moment,
在那个时刻
when Jesus answered.His mother Mary.
当耶稣回答他的母亲玛利亚
The scripture tells us.
圣经告诉我们
He went back with them.
他和他们一同回去
And in subjection to them.
顺服他们
And this word is a very strong word.
这个字是非常重的
Jesus realized at that moment.
耶稣注意到在那个时候
The Father's business upon him.Is to back, go back home with his earthly parents.
父在他身上的事是要和他的属地父母一起回去。
And to learn the lesson of submission.
来学顺服的工作。
And this subjection to them, it's a military term.
的功课，这顺服是一个军事用语。
And that means if you are a private.
就是说，你如果是一个下等兵。
If he is a sergeant.
如果他是三等兵。
Maybe
上等兵。
上士官。
士官。
Then this private should always listen to this sergeant.
那么这个下士一定要听这士官的命令。
Although in boy Jesus, he realized he is son of God.
虽然男孩耶稣知道他是神的儿子。
Age 12.
在十二岁。
But he still has to learn. Like in the military rank, he is lower than his earthly parents.
他仍旧要在军阶的这个系统下学会。他在他父母底下。
In everything and in every way, he's subject to his parents.
在各种事、各种方式，他顺服在他父母底下。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，that brings the growth of spiritual life.
那带来属灵的成长。
And that will, for sure.We will receive more and more learning from our Lord.
肯定我们会从我们主学更多。
And then we come to verse 52 of Luke chapter 2.
然后我们来到这个路加福音第二章第五十二节的地方。
Shall we read it?
让我们读一下。
And Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
This is the only verse that describes Jesus' life before his baptism.
这是唯一的一节描述耶稣的生命在他受浸之前。
So this verse covers 18 years.
所以这一节就概括了十八年
，from age 12 to age 30，
从十二岁到三十岁。
We know Jesus was baptized around age 30。
我们知道
at age 30，
耶稣在三十岁受浸。
And seems the Holy Spirit only give us a very short description of this 18 years.
既然圣灵给我们这么简略的一个描述有关这十八年
，That is, so these years were hidden to man.
所以这些年日是向人隐藏的
，But not hidden to God.
却不是向神隐藏。
Our dear brother Chen shared with us about Paul's life.
我们亲爱的陈弟兄和我们分享保罗的生命。
In his early stage, of his spiritual life,
在他属灵生命的初期
he has 11 years hidden to us.
他有十一年向我们隐藏
but not hidden before God.
但是不是向神隐藏
because in that 11 years he lived before God.
因为在那十一年里，他乃是在神面前活
That is just what our Lord Jesus was.
这就是我们主耶稣那样子
Jesus. Advanced in wisdom and stature.
主耶稣在智慧和身量成长。
And in favor with God and man.
在神和人的喜爱中。
Why this is hidden?
为什么这是隐藏？
Because these years, he has to learn to live before God in a secret way.
年日他必须秘密地在神面前活。
A secret life before God.
在神面前秘密的生活。
Which is not open, not revealed to man.
秘密的生命不是向人常显露的。
And this years he learned of the Father.
在这些年日，他向从父那里教得教训。
Like our brother shared last night.
像我们弟兄昨晚说。
We should learn of our Lord Jesus.
我们必须从主耶稣那里学习。
And when Jesus walked on earth,
当主耶稣在地上行走。
He spent 18 years learned lessons in secret, learned of God.
他花了18年秘密地在从神那里学习。
For a human being,
对人来说
from age 12 to age 30,
从12岁到30岁
is very, very important.
是非常重要。
One time, an American brother shared with us.
一是美国弟兄和我们分享。
In America, most young people, the most important decisions of their life is made during this period of time.
在美国人，他们最生命最重要的决定是在这段年日里做决定。
We have to make decision what our future career to be.
我们要决定我们未来的职业是什么。
So each time we meet the high school student, we would ask, "What do you want to study in the future?"
每次见到高中的学生，就问他未来你要读什么。
We have to make decision, important decision.
我们要做决定，重要的决定。
And then once we graduate from college or we were trained professionally,
一旦从大学毕业或者在这个专业上受训练
，we will choose who will be my life partner.
我们会选择谁是我们的生命同伴。
Enter into family.
进入家庭。
Those are important decisions.
那些是重要的决定。
And also, we Chinese has a saying.
我们华人有这个这样讲
A man stands at age of 30.
男人三十而立。
We should use all these years to learn to be independent, to be accountable for myself and the people, my friends, my society.
我们需要花这些年日来独立，并且向我的朋友们、我周围的人和社会负责任。
So as a brother,indicated, these years could be called formative years.
所以我们的弟兄讲出这些是成型的岁月。
In these years, a person will form his character.
在这些年日里，这个人会使他的个性人格成型。
Will gain all the skills and knowledges to prepare him to be a man and a useful man and useful woman.
来得着他所有的这个知识和经历，来成为一个有用的男男女女。
And for our Lord Jesus,
在我们主耶稣身上
，This 18 years, the Bible only used one verse.
十八年，圣经只用一节。
Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature.
主耶稣在这个身量和智慧上成长。
And in favor with God and man.
并且在神和人的喜爱中。
So all the lessons he learned, all the trainings he received.Were hidden from us.
所以他所学的功课和所得的训练都向我们隐藏。
These are invisible to us.
这些是我们看不见。
We study the four gospels.
我们读四福音。
Most of the contents covers his last 3 years.
多数的内容是包括他最后三年。
In his open ministries.
在他公开的侍奉。
Those are visible to us.
那些对我们看得见。
But yet all this visible.Activities and ministries.
看得见的活动和侍奉
comes out of the invisible years.
源于这些看不见的年日
That's the formative years.
这些是成型的岁月
We Christians,
我们基督徒
if we care for our spiritual life to grow in us,
如果我们关心我们的属灵生命成长
and we expect someday that life, that word of life will show forth from us.
我们期望有一天这生命之道从我们里头彰显出来。
We all have to go through these formative years.
我们都要经过这些成型的岁月。
And in these years, we will learn spiritual lessons.
在这些成型的岁月里，我们会读学到属灵的功课。
We will apply those spiritual knowledge, spiritual principles to ourselves.
我们会应用这些属灵的这些原则在我们身上。
In doing so, we will learn a lot of precious spiritual lessons.
在这样行，我们就会学到很多宝贵属灵的功课。
And that life in us will grow and become strong.
这在我们里头的生命就会成长，变成刚强。
That's what our life Jesus tells us.
这是我们主耶稣的生命告诉我们。
He lived all these years before God.
他在神面前过这些年日。
It's a life, a secret life before God.
这是在神面前隐藏秘密的生命。
And it's a life known to God, not known to man.
这个生命只是神知道，人不知道。
And these are years learned of the Father.
这些岁月乃是从神那里得着教训。
And that brings his life deeper and deeper in the Father.
而这个把他的生命在父神里面就越近越深。
We don't want us to live a shallow Christian life.
我们不要我们自己过一个肤浅的基督徒生
命。But without these formative years, without this learning and training,
没有这些成型的岁月，没有这些功课和训练
，We won't enter into deeper Christian life.
我们没有办法进入更深的这个基督徒生命。
And in this 18 years,
在这十八年
，I believe our Lord has learned all the lessons.
我相信我们的主学了所有的功课。
And experienced all the things later on he preached to the public.
经历了他所有在后来向群众讲的那些教导。
One thing in this 18 years.
一件事在这十八年里。
He may develop a deeper loving relationship with his father.
发展了一个和他父亲有更深的这个爱的关系。
In everything.
在每一件事
In book of Matthew chapter 6
在马太福音第六章
Jesus tells the disciples
主耶稣告诉他的门徒们
That we should not care for what we should eat We should drink and what we should wear
说到我们不应当来担忧我们所吃所穿所喝的
And he pointed out You look at the bird in the sky
他指出，你看天上的飞鸟。
They don't sow and they don't harvest.
他不种也不收。
Yet the Father takes care of them.
但是父却供应他们。
And you look at the wayside lily.
你看到路旁的百合花。
They don't weave.
他们不耕种。
But yet, 他不织。
他不织。
But yet, their beauty is more than what King Solomon has.
但是他的美容呢？会胜过所罗门所有。
We see Jesus in those years.
我们看着主耶稣在那些年日。
He learned how to appreciate, how to trust the Father.
他学会如何的欣赏，如何的领略父。
His earthly father has a big family.
他的属地的父有很大的一个家庭。
At least Joseph has to take care of 7 kids.
至少约瑟要照顾七个孩子。
For a man, a carpenter, that's not easy.
对一个木匠不是容易的事。
And so there must be a lot of care and worry and anxiety in life.
所以有很多的这些关心还有焦虑的事在生命。
And Jesus is the firstborn of the family.
耶稣是家庭的长子。
He learned this burden quite early.
他学会这个负担非常年。
And he learned how to trust in the heavenly Father.
非常早，他学会如何信靠他的天父。
He learned all these lessons.
他学这些功课。
I feel to share a little testimony of my son again.
我再给我儿子的见证。
In his middle school years,
在他中学年日
，he was really into blade skating.
他滑这个。滑轮。
And he always wants to buy a professional standard roller blade.
他要每次要买这个专业的这个滑轮。
He's into floor hockey.
它就是这个滑轮的这个
And every time we receive a advertise,
每次看到广告
he would look into those and point to us, I want to have this.
他会看去，然后跟我讲说我要这个。
And he's decided to impress his friend with a good pair of rollerblades.
那么他要向他的朋友们炫耀这个好的滑轮。
And he asked for that.
他要求这个。
And we couldn't agree with him. He already had a good pair.
我们不能和他同意，因为他已经有一双好的。
So we told him, if you want one, if the Lord meant to give it to you,
如果你要的话，如果是主给你的话，
you ask the Lord,
你向主求。
Say, if the Lord say yes, then he will provide.
如果主说是的话，他会供应。
By then he was only in middle age,
那是
他 middle school.
他只不过在中学。
At age like 13.
大概十三岁。
That's the first time I think he seriously seek after the Lord.
那是第一次我感觉到他非常严肃地追求主。
Every afternoon after school,
每个下午在
学校后 he would shut himself up in his room for 30 minutes.
他会把自己关在房间里30分。
And I look inside what he's doing.
我往里头看他做什么。
He was leaning beside his bed and pray.
他在床边跪着祷告。
And sometimes we ask him,Now do you get answer from the Lord?
有时候我们问他，你从主得到答案。
And he's bursting out his question. How can I know?
他就发出
了 answer from the Lord.
我怎么知道从神来的答案？
How do I know the Lord would speak to me?
我怎么知道主会对我说话？
So his mom tell him.
他的母亲告诉他。
You can pray this way.
你可以这样祷告。
Lord, if it's your will.
主如果是你的旨意。
You think I'm worthy and deserve a good pair of rollerblade.
你认为我是配得得着这一对好的滑轮。
Then I will stop asking.
然后我就会停止发问。
I will just trust in you and you provide.
我就信靠你，你供应。
But you tell the Lord what kind of rollerblade you want.
但是你告诉主你要的滑轮是什么。
And you tell the Lord how much it costs.
你告诉主这多少钱。
If the Lord provides, he will provide exact amount of money.
如果主供应的话，他会供应你。
Then he learned how to pray.
他就学会怎样祷告。
He went back to his room.
他回去他房间。
Not only a few days, he spent 30 minutes.
现在不几天，他花三十分钟。
And he gave all this thing.
他把这一切都给他。
Into the hands of the Lord.
到主的手中。
And he learned to trust.
他学会信靠。
And he doesn't spend any longer in the room.
不再花更长的时间。
He just come out play like a normal boy again.
他出来就像平常的孩子在跑，在玩。
And 1 month later,
一个月之后
，all of a sudden we receive an envelope.
突然间我们领受一个信封。
From my parents, his grandfather.
从我的父母，他的祖父祖母。
That's the only one time, and only one time.
那是唯一的一次。
That letter was addressed to him.
那么写给他的名。
And open up a little note said.Stephen, this is Grandpa's gift to you.
那么开起来有一张纸条说 ，Stephen， 这是祖父的给你的礼物。
And there is a check.
有一个支票。
One check for Stephen, one check for Stephanie, his sister.
那么一个支票给 Stephen， 一个支票给 Stephanie 她的姐妹。
It's exact amount for that rollerblade.
那么这写上的是刚好那个滑轮的价钱。
That's his first lesson learning.To trust in the Lord.
这是他第一个功课，学会来信靠主。
To give my things, let go of my things to the hands of the Lord.
来把我的事交托放在主的手中。
He is a very anxious person.
他是一个非常焦虑的人。
He worries a lot.
他一直在那里忧虑。
In America, there's a children's book called the Little Red Chicken. He worries the sky may fall.
在美国有一个小孩子的故事书，这个小红鸡他担忧这个天会塌下来。
Every time he worries, we always remind him, "Don't be like that little chicken."
每次他话里
，You are worry worried.
叫他不要像这个。
You need to learn the lesson of trust.
小红鸡要学会信靠的功课。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
when we shine forth our Lord Jesus,
当我们为主耶稣发光,
something is real in us,
但你是真实,
about Jesus,
有关耶稣,
He is real in me,
他是真实的在我里面,
it's not just objective,
不是一个客观,
but subjective,
是主观,
I know whom I believe,
我知道我所信的是谁,
that's the testimony of Paul,
这是保罗的见证,
I know whom I believe,
我知道我所信的是谁,
because I have trusted him,
因为我信靠他,
not once,
不是一次,
but twice,
两次,
not twice,
不是两次,
but all the time,
每一次,
Jesus in his formative years,
耶稣在,
in those hidden years,
他成年的, 成年的岁月, 在隐藏的年日,
he learned all the spiritual lessons,
他学会这一切, 属灵功课,
and also we may give some other incidences,
我们还可以给他的其他的见, 见证,
we know Jesus is a person of prayer,
我们知道耶稣是祷告的人。
When he was in open ministry,
当他在公开的侍奉。
When he was most welcomed by the crowds,
当他受群众最受欢迎的时候。
Oftentimes he retrieved himself to the mountain.
他往往隐藏自己到山里去。
Or early in the morning, he retrieved himself to the wilderness.
或者清早他把自己隐藏到旷野。
What he was doing there?
他在那里做什么？
He was praying.
他在那里祷告。
He was spending time with his father.
他花时间和他父亲。
He was consulting with his father.
他在向他的父咨询。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
One day, even his disciples was amazed.
有一天，他甚至他的门徒都惊讶。
Was touched,
感动。
And they come to Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray as you prayed.
说主耶稣教导我们如何祷告，向你祷告。
He learned the lesson of prayer.In his hidden years,
他学会在隐藏的年日祷告。
Many many things he learned.
的功课他学会很多事。
And he learned how to handle frustrations.
他学会如何的来应付这些烦躁。
He learned how to handle misunderstanding.
如何的应付误会。
He learned to handle all the situations made before on him.
应付如何在所有领导他的
One day he walked to Capernaum.
有一天他往哥百农去。
He did a lot of miracles, performed a lot of wonders there.
他行了很多的这个神迹在那里。
But yet the people there won't repent.
但是在那里的人不会悔改。
And they despise him.
他们轻视他。
They reject him.
拒绝他。
And that's a suffering to the Lord.
这对主是一个苦难。
Because he just like you and us, me.He has human feelings.
他像你和我有人的感受。
But yet, he raised up his eyes and gave thanks to the Father.
但是他却举目望天，向父神感谢。
He said, "Father, I praise you."
他说，父啊，我感谢你。
Father, I thank you.
我感谢你。
Because this is well pleasing to you.
我赞美你，因为这是你所看为是喜悦的事。
He learned all these lessons.
他学会这些功课。
So what he taught is not something objective.
所以他所教导的不是客观的。
What he does is not something remote to himself.
他所行的不是离他很遥远。
But it's his own life.
是他自己的生命。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹。
If we care to hold forth the word of life in us,
如果我们关心持守在我们里面的生命之道，在我们当中。
We need this kind of learning.
我们需要这样的学习。
We need this kind of walking.
需要这样的功课，这
样的行走。Follow the Lord, learn of our Lord Jesus.
跟随我们的主，从向主耶稣学习。
As our brother shared last night,
这是我们弟兄昨晚。
He is the best teacher.
他是最好的教师。
He is the most patient teacher.
他是最有耐心的教师。
Most gracious teacher.
最有恩。
Most merciful teacher.
最有怜悯的教师。
Most understanding teacher.
最理解的教师。
If we care to follow him.
如果我们要跟随他的话。
And besides all these spiritual lessons,
在这些属灵功课
we see our Lord, he learned an earthly trade.
他也学会一个属地的专业。
Some Bible teacher tells us, Jesus' adoptive father Joseph passed away early.
一些圣经学者告诉我们，主耶稣的养父约瑟很早就离世。
So as a firstborn, the first child in the family,
所以作为家中的长子,
he has to shoulder the whole burden, whole responsibility of the family.
所以他要背负这个整个家庭的责任。
So in his early years, he was willing and so happy to learn that trade of his father, earthly father.
出奇的年日，他那么喜欢的来欢喜的来向父亲学他的职业。
So he's a countryman.
他的手艺，所以是一个乡下人。
They despised him, says, doesn't he the carpenter we know?
他们岂不歧视他，就是那木匠。
我们认识那木匠。
我们认识那木匠。
He was that carpenter, the carpenter there.
他就是在那里的那木匠。
He has the best skill in carpentry.
他在木匠里有最好的手艺。
He did his best.
他行了他最好的。
Probably everyone who wants to make a table or a chair or a piece of furniture, they would think about Jesus.
大概所有要做桌子椅子的都会想到耶稣。
He lived a well-balanced life.
他过一个非常平衡的生活。
And by doing so, he shouldered the whole family's responsibility.
那在这样做，他就肩负了家庭所有的责任。
Until he reached 30 years of age.
直到他到30岁。
He has helped the growth of all his younger brothers and sisters.
他帮助了他所有年轻兄弟姐妹的
成长。Through these years,
借着这些年日，
his character was shaped.
他的性格成型。
His character was formed.
他的性格就产生。
And also was stabilized, become a firm thing in him.
并且稳定在他里面是稳固的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐
妹， this is how the spiritual life grow in us too.
这也是属灵的生命如何在我们里面成长。
May we all look upon our Lord Jesus.
愿我们都仰望我们的主耶稣。
May we all become the student of our Lord Jesus.
愿我们都成为我们主耶稣的学生。
And we learn of Him.
我们从他学习。
And let the life of Him grow in us.
让他的生命在我们里头成长。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our dear Lord Jesus,
我们的亲爱主耶稣，
we thank you,
我们感谢你，
for letting us study your life,
为着你让我们查考你的生命，
for allowing us to see what, in what manner you grow,
允许我们看你如何的成长，
and may we also grow likewise,
让我们也同样的成长。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
You have given yourself to us.
你把你自己赐给我们。
As our life.
作为我们的生命。
May you draw us closer to you.
愿你吸引我们更和你亲密。
So we may live a life that is in the bosom of you.
我们能够学过一个在你怀中的生命。
As you are in the bosom of the Father.
正如你在父的怀中。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.